Daniel Craig reinvented Bond in Casino Royale, then had a bit of sophomore slump in Quantum of Solace, so does the third installment, Skyfall, live up to the massive hype?
Take the 50th anniversary of 007, add the Oscar-winning villain from No Country for Old Men, Oscar-winning director of American Beauty, and a theme song by Grammy winner Adele, and Skyfall's expectations were sky high. A wounded Bond tracks a former agent who's gone rogue and hacked the MI6 computer system to threaten M. 007 tracks him from Shanghai to London, and ultimately back to his childhood home of Skyfall. Javier Bardem creates one of the most deliciously insane villains Bond has ever seen. Director Sam Mendes makes the combat look gorgeous, while Adele turns the opening credits into cinematic bliss. The idea of exploring Bond's childhood is brilliant, but the writers seem to be going through the motions. While number three was the best for Sean Connery and Roger Moore, Skyfall doesn't match Daniel Craig's first. To paraphrase Mark Twain, reports of Bond's death are greatly exaggerated, and so are reports that this is the best Bond yet. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving Skyfall 3 out of 4 stars.